You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Folks, there's only one thing you really need to know about this whole Thomas Crooks scandal. And yes, it's a scandal. The FBI has been caught dead to rights, lying about who this guy was, covering up his very long and bizarre internet search history. And yes, even lying to Congress about it. And that's this. The Senate has issued not one, not two, but three subpoenas for the information on Crooks. The reason they did that, because it's well known that we hacked into his phone. We got into his encrypted accounts. It only took 40 minutes. And if Tucker Carlson and the New York Post and everyone on X now has the internet postings that the FBI said didn't exist, the FBI's got them too. But that one thing, the only thing you need to know, is the third subpoena went out from Senator Ron Johnson this summer. This summer? As in when the Trump administration was in office and Kash Patel and Dan Bongino were running the FBI. Did they ever get any of that information that was asked for in the subpoena? Nope. Kash Patel is currently defying it. Hasn't bothered to respond. So if I was Donald Trump right now, I would quietly call Kash Patel to the White House and I'd give him about a week to respond to that subpoena and I'd fire his ass if he didn't do it. Now, so far, most of the internet has not noticed that Kash Patel is defying that subpoena. I'd look it up online. But it's only a matter of time until they do notice. For those who need a quick catch up, here's what happened. The FBI released just a tiny bit of wannabe Trump assassin Thomas Crook's internet history from all the way back when he was 15 and a big Trump supporter and wanted to kill anybody who disagreed with Trump. He's kind of a lunatic. They then claimed there was nothing after that. They lied under oath. There was a lot after that, like the part where he completely switched sides, did a 180, trashed Trump supporters, and then planned a mass murder attack of the federal government, kind of important stuff they said didn't exist. It was part of Crook's social media history on YouTube. Miranda Devine and Tucker Carlson got it, and now everyone on X has it too. Aside from the felony-level perjury here by FBI Director Christopher Wray and his Deputy Director Paul Abate before Congress, we got a problem. Because Kash Patel and Dan Bongino did a practically hostile interview on Fox News where they insisted there's no there. There's no internet history. There's nothing. They claim that they thoroughly combed over this case. And Americans need to just stop asking questions. So only one of two things can be true. Either Kash Patel's as bad as Christopher Wray, he's lying and covering up for who knows, or he's not really in charge of the FBI, got hosed by his own agents, looks completely foolish and is clearly not in charge of the agency. Now, let me get you to the really, really weird part. After Thomas Crook switched sides and now sounds like a homicidal MSNBC analyst and openly, under his own name, posts about committing a mass murder terrorist attack on the government against Trump, his last post. Yeah, well, in that post, he interacted with a guy by the name of Willy Tepes, a member of a Norwegian neo-Nazi group called the Nordic Resistance Movement, since been designated as a terrorist organization by the State Department, and it has links to, wait for it, who else? Antifa. Oh, and Crooks is a furry with the same sexual fetishes, identical, actually, to Tyler Robinson, who killed Charlie Kirk. It's all very weird, but here's what's weirder. That last homicidal post about a terror attack being necessary, got to take down the government and arm resistance, in concert with this Willy Tepes weirdo, he really does disappear for the next 4 years, at least from online, till he shows up and attempts to murder Trump. Either that or the FBI's hiding that in his internet history, too, and we'll get it. But so far, no one's been able to find it. What the heck happened to that guy? Republicans are really struggling with how to handle this. I mean, if Kash Patel is rebelling against Trump, that's really going to piss off Trump's MAGA base. They're already restless over the fact that none of the perps in the FBI have been fired, especially after Arctic Frost. In fact, Kash Patel looks awfully chummy with these people. They don't want to look weak, like they haven't taken control of the FBI either. That's one thing Trump hates, is projecting weakness. So Trump and really nobody else seems to know how to respond to this. But responses are needed. And what responses there have been kind of bizarre. The White House, by the way, was just on Fox News demanding answers. They didn't specifically say from who. Here's what that sounded like.
So the White House says Americans deserve answers about the would-be Trump assassin Thomas Crooks.
This follows a recent New York Post report that unearthed Crooks' disturbing social media history.
Good morning. This White House, of course, tries to be as transparent as possible on as many issues as possible, but they can't share what they don't know. And folks here are basically saying that the authorities who have briefed them still don't know who Thomas Crooks was in contact with around the time that he was Googling Trump and Biden's name before taking a shot at Trump and Butler.
Here's Caroline Leavitt, Trump spokesperson, who doesn't know what to say here. You could tell.
He's been briefed by his own people on the matter, and whether he's satisfied, that's only a question he can answer. I can't answer it for him. Those questions are definitely deserving of answers, and I understand why the public wants those answers, and I believe the president does too.
Why don't we have them?
You know, it's a good question, and it's one I'd like to see the answer to.
So there is a new push to revisit the bipartisan congressional investigation, as the congressional investigators claim they were never briefed about any Crooks posts.
Yeah, that, and as I said, Ron Johnson's been incredibly frustrated that his subpoena is being gaffed off by Kash Patel and the FBI. But Senator Josh Hawley is already not having any of it.
Crooks, are you satisfied with what the FBI has told you about the assassin?
Not really, Jesse, not least because they've told us basically nothing. I mean, these latest revelations follow a pattern, which is that pretty much everything we learn is from a whistleblower. I mean, these latest pieces of information are from another whistleblower, and I want to salute all those patriotic whistleblowers once again. I've worked with many of them. But, Jesse, when's the day going to come that the FBI is going to level with us and just make everything public? I mean, listen, Crooks is dead. You're not going to prosecute him. Let's see every piece of information. Let's see it all. I mean, what we're learning bit by bit is really disturbing. I have to tell you, it contradicts what Biden's FBI told Congress under oath. The deputy director, up to say, you know, he didn't have much of an online footprint, Crooks didn't. And what little he did was all right wing. That turns out not to be true. He had a much bigger footprint than they told us. It turns out it wasn't just right wing. It wasn't right wing at all. It was crazy leftist. It involves this trans furry stuff. It's weird. There's more of it, I'm sure. We should see all of it, Jesse. So let's make it all public. Let's have some transparency.
Yeah, Trump might have to go to Cash and just tell him to get it all out. I mean, maybe Cash is sensitive because Trump was a victim of a crime. time here. He doesn't want to just put it all out there like willy-nilly. But if that's what it takes, the president's got to go to the Bureau and demand it.
Senator Ron Johnson once again weighed in. I mean, he's the guy who filed the subpoena currently being defied by Kash Patel. And it seemed to think that maybe Kash wouldn't be able to come up with the info even if he wanted to. Listen to him giving a Fox News interview yesterday.
I'm not quite sure what's happening inside the current FBI and Department of Justice. I mean, I don't doubt for a second there remain partisans burrowed in, trying to frustrate every attempt. They're certainly not coming forward and volunteering information. I mean, the fact that some of this evidence was recovered out of a burn bag, out of a skiff, first of all, indicates how many documents have already been destroyed. Now, people do wrong. They don't leave evidence laying around. So I'm highly concerned about, you know, a lot of relevant and incriminating documents having been destroyed, and certainly not help from a lot of the deep staters in these agencies to try and get to the truth out, to help Kash Patel and Pam Bondi. So, I've got a great deal of sympathy with those two individuals. They're trying to clean up a lot of messes left behind by the Biden administration.
All right, we'll check.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a guy too angry at his subpoena being defied. Does he think that Kash Patel couldn't get this stuff if he wanted to? The implications of that are terrifying. It means the deep state's still running Washington.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
And how does the Trump family really feel about this? Trump can't come out and complain about it because he'd look weak. So this whole time, they've sent Eric Trump out to do these interviews. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Here's what Eric Trump has to say. And folks, I think this is what the Trump family feels like on the inside. Here's Eric Trump talking to CNN, of all people, this week.
I am totally unsatisfied. You had a person with a modern rifle, modern scoped rifle at 130 yards who shot at the former commander-in-chief of the United States and a guy who was going to be, by all accounts at that point, the future commander-in-chief. And then they tried to kill my father 8 weeks later, you know, at his golf course in Palm Beach County, a golf course that I run every single day. I am totally unsatisfied that we have one picture of that shooter. The guy looks like he was 14 years old in the picture. We know nothing about him. We know nothing about him, right? And I am totally unsatisfied with the result, and I think a lot of America is unsatisfied with the result, and I think we better get to the bottom of exactly what happened.
Are you telling me there's a conspiracy here that you believe, that Eric Trump believes, resulted in the assassination attempt?
Listen, I think they did everything they could to take my father off that stage. They tried to bankrupt him. They tried to impeach him. They tried to take him off the ballots. They tried to silence our votes. They leaked our tax returns. They raided his home. And yes, do I think that they tried to do exactly to my father what they did to Charlie Kirk, where they shot a good friend of mine in the neck and I see my buddy bleeding to death? Yes, I think they tried to kill my father because they did not want his voice on that stage, and they don't want my voice on that stage. They didn't want Charlie's voice on that stage. And that breaks my heart to say, and we better get to the bottom of who this guy was, because we know absolutely, Michael, we know nothing about the guy. We've seen one picture of the guy. And I just, I hope there's a really good, thorough investigation, because as a son, as I sit there with my four-year-old and my six-year-old on my lap and I saw my father's head almost come off, I remain completely unsatisfied as to who this person was and the guy's intent and why he did it and what was on his cell phone. I remain completely unsatisfied.
Couldn't be clearer, y'all. Eric Trump and probably the whole Trump family thinks they tried to kill Donald Trump. Who is they? We all know without knowing exactly. The same them that's still covering this mess up. Speaking of people still covering this mess up, I want to get to the Epstein documents quickly. Did you see what happened yesterday? The House, the Senate voted to release them, and I assume Trump will sign it since he demanded they vote for it. Yeah, and you know how that's going to go? It's not. You're never going to see it. There's one important word in the whole bill that went through with that. You know what it is? Unclassified. It asks for all the unclassified documents. Not the classified ones? No. Well, what is even the point then? Because, folks, no, you remember what the FBI has been doing lately. When they need to cover up Democrat crime, they simply classify it. We learned about this with Hillary. Remember we found out about the emails and her server and all of that stuff? Yeah. Well, a much worse case of this, remember this? Where Hillary's only supposed to view highly classified materials in a SCIF. Instead, she loaded them onto a thumb drive and walked out the door. Yeah, there's a lifetime worth of felonies there. So what did James Comey do? He knew she was in trouble. She was running for the presidency. So he just simply classified her crimes, meaning that if a whistleblower ever went to the media to talk about them, the whistleblower could go to prison, because God knows Hillary will never go to prison. She's American royalty, a true oligarch. So folks, these Epstein crimes, I have no doubt they're classified. And that's where the Trump administration could really run into some trouble here. I'm not sure, given what we're watching right now with the Thomas Crook situation, if Pam Bondi, because she's the one who's supposed to go get this stuff, and Kash Patel could even lay their hands once again on any of this Epstein stuff. Folks, a lot of it's probably at the CIA anyway. Here's where this gets weirder, too, because Pam Bondi is supposed to secure these documents, right? Well, where are they? Last we saw them, and this is according to the UK Daily Mail, there was a whole semi-truck worth of this evidence, including thousands of hours of VHS tapes, digital tapes, photos. We're assuming blackmail material taken out of the condo in one of his houses after Epstein did not kill himself. Who loaded that up? FBI. I think it's still inside the FBI. So how's Pam Bondi going to go get it? Folks, I literally think the Trump administration probably cannot comply with what Congress wants here physically, because we just don't control the government. And that's why it could blow up in their face. It'll look like he's stonewalling. I want to give you one other example. Actually, two of them that are kind of fascinating to look at this trend. Do you remember when Pam Bondi released, along with Dan Bongino, that ridiculous video that they claimed covered Epstein's cell and was proof that he hadn't actually, been murdered. Nobody went to his cell. And they put it out. And remember, a minute of it was missing. But we later found out a couple weeks later, after they both definitively said, oh, hey, yeah, this proves Epstein, must have killed himself, didn't have any help. Remember, we found out that the video wasn't even pointing to Epstein's cell. It was actually pointing to a supply closet. It was the route to Epstein's cell, like the one you would take if you were going to Epstein's cell. True, and nobody walked along it at the time. But the problem is, there was another route to Epstein's cell that was not covered in the video. Well, that produced massive blowback on Pam Bondi. Looked like she and Dan Bongino were lying. Maybe they were, or maybe they were just on another deep state carousel ride from hell. Let me give you another example of what I'm talking about. So you can see how this is never coming out. The deep state drives Washington. Congress is merely decorative. It's just there for our entertainment. Do you remember back in 2023 when Congress voted both houses, House and Senate, to declassify the origins of COVID, and Joe Biden actually signed it? Yeah, 2023. You seen that? No, you haven't, have you? In fact, we've had several leaks since then about the origins of COVID that are hair-raising, like the $52 million that USAID spent paying Chinese scientists to go into the bat caves and secure strains of COVID. And then they admit, and we've covered this in a previous podcast, that, oops, we kind of didn't, you know, fund a part of the program to control them after that. Sorry about the millions of dead people. Whatever. Anyway, moving on. Folks, we still haven't seen any of that on the origins of COVID. And Congress voted to declassify it again in 2023, meaning when Congress declassifies stuff, it don't mean a thing. But this also wasn't a declassification. I'm surprised the Democrats haven't noticed this and latched on to it. I'm not saying the Trump administration won't release some Epstein stuff, but I doubt it's going to be what the public wants. Again, I don't even think they have access to that. That could be wrong, but we'll see. Meanwhile, one final strange part from the Miranda Devine interview with the New York Post on Thomas Crooks and the series of questions she's asked the FBI about him. See, the really weird part is explaining how Thomas Crooks in his own under his own name again and again and again, talked about murdering people, specific people, Democrats, federal bureaucrats, the squad, Ilhan Omar. And yet the FBI was never in contact with him. Any record of Crooks in the database? I mean, Crooks was reported a lot to the FBI, or at least they were tagged on his post by people concerned about the guy. They should have been. Here's New York Post reporter Miranda Devine on that.
We saw Christopher Wray, the former FBI director, testify to Congress just a week after Butler back in July of 2024. He said when asked if the FBI had encountered this 20-year-old would-be assassin Thomas Crooks before Butler, he said very carefully, he said, "We have searched our database and can find no mention of him." And, you know, it really, when I now see from our source all the digital footprint that shows how active Thomas Crooks was and the extent of his violent rhetoric, the question really is, and I asked the FBI this last week, did the FBI have any contact with Thomas Crooks at all? Did anyone report him for his violent rhetoric online? Did they visit him? I'm told by FBI serving and past agents that it is inconceivable that a young man with that kind of online history like Thomas Crooks of making violent threats, escalating violent rhetoric over years, could have escaped the attention of the FBI. Someone would have knocked on his door, and what happened after that, we don't know.
So
and when
Miranda,
I asked the FBI I got a no comment.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.